Philadelphia Futures works exclusively with high school students from low-income households striving to be the first generation in their family to graduate college. Students receive financial support from a local benefactor, a mentor to guide them, as well as a rigorous college prep program that demands time after school, on weekends, and through the summer.
When somebody hears that I come from Northeast High School, they expect me to be failing maybe half of my classes. They expect my pants to be sagging below my behind. But when I walk down Market Street and I have a tie on, my shirt's tucked in, pants are above the waist, belt on, I just know that I am breaking through that stereotype.
18-year-old Chris Felix is the son of a single mother who emigrated from Haiti and now lives in the city's Castor Garden section.
One thing that I will always remember that she told me, she said, I don't care if you're a millionaire, I don't care if you're poor, as long as you finish high school and finish college, my life will be complete.
He started the Futures program in 9th grade and credits his mentor with saving him from slipping into a hole.
My mentor is like my father to me.
For the past few years of high school, he's worked 25 plus hours a week, in part to help his mom pay the bills. For him, life lately has often consisted of school, work, homework, sleep, and very little else. Felix says his work ethic grew from a pact he made with himself one day in 10th grade.
I told myself, okay, my mom is not going to pay a dime for me to go to college.
His work paid off. In the fall, he'll attend Lafayette College on a full scholarship.
Anything I want, I will, as soon as I set my mind to it, I will get it.
Felix is one of 43 students in Futures High School class of 2014. All have been accepted to college. North Philly's Ajana Cooper, who's graduating from Bodine High School, will attend Dickinson College's pre-med program in hopes of becoming a pediatrician.
It's definitely rewarding to know that even with my situations and, you know, the neighborhood that I'm from and the people that I'm surrounded with on a regular basis, to know that I've overcome all of that. I'm definitely not a statistic, and I've overcome the odds.
Cooper's drive comes in large part from her 7-year-old brother.
I want to be a great example. I want him to exceed everything that I've accomplished.
So far, her passion for education seems to be rubbing off.
He's like so excited about me going to Dickinson. He constantly says, oh yeah, I'm coming to Dickinson too. I'm coming to Dickinson too. He like printed out a paper at school and then colored it for me. And he said, you know, hang it on your dorm when you get there.
Cooper's mentor, a college guidance counselor by trade, was instrumental in helping her gain acceptance to college. Whenever she needed help meeting application requirements, her mentor would be there for her in a heartbeat. The Futures program, though, emphasizes not just getting accepted to college, but persisting all the way through. Of the Futures students who graduated high school in 2010, 54% finished college in 4 years. Futures estimates that 87% will finish within 6. Philadelphia's last comprehensive study found that only 10% of public school students who started high school ended up with diplomas from a 2 or 4 year institution. West Philadelphia's Farad McLaughlin says he easily could have been in the 90% who got derailed along the way. Now 22, he says everything about his life was turned upside down when his older brother was murdered in 2007.
Like, I was 15 years old and me and him were very tight. He was 20 at the time. He was just caught at the wrong place at the wrong time and was shot and killed.
His brother left behind 2 young children. Instead of allowing the loss to destroy him, McLaughlin resolved to become a pillar of stability for the kid's sake as much as for his own.
I'm just setting an example and setting a new standard for our family, like an example for generations to come.
McLaughlin graduated from Sayre High School in 2010 and then enrolled in the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. College was tough, he says, but all the support from the Futures program buoyed him along. By junior year, he could count on one hand the kids from his graduating class at Sayre who were still in college. Whenever he doubted himself, the memory of his brother pushed him forward. Just last month, McLaughlin defied the odds and graduated.
I remember just sitting down crying on my 21st birthday because he didn't make it to 21. So it was like, I remember just like at 12 o'clock, it was like I was just overwhelmed with emotion. I'm like, wow, I made it. I came from the same place. We all came from the same place. And it's like, you know, things happen in our neighborhood and some people don't survive it. And I was able to survive it and finish college as well.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.